This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal.
So you know that thing where you know something bad is coming and your senses just kind of start going in slow motion, but you can't really do anything about it? Yeah, that. Except the economy. We have been spending this week looking at the different ways that $600 a week in extra unemployment benefits going away next week is going to play out. Today's slice is people in the gig economy who, as Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman reports, are likely to feel the pain most acutely.
Jennifer Jesse has a one-woman SAT and ACT tutoring business in Woodbridge, Virginia. Heading into the spring, she had lots of work lined up. Then COVID-19 hit in mid-March and the cancellations started.
So when people would contact me, I would say, I don't think there's going to be an SAT or ACT. And with money being so tight, I would hate for you to waste your money.
Her income's down from about $1,000 a week to less than $200. And as a solo business owner, she wasn't sure where to turn.
It's never really clear what I'm able to apply for. So I started with PPP loans.
She didn't get one, but she did get on unemployment through the federal program that opens up benefits to independent contractors and gig workers. She's received about $2,000. That kind of money is a godsend in this pandemic-shocked economy, says Heidi Shearholtz at the Economic Policy Institute.
It's been absolutely essential.
10 million or more people who wouldn't ordinarily qualify for state benefits are getting them now. The federal government's picking up the tab and adding $600 a week, but that's about to run out.
We're talking about a pretty mammoth drop in the income if the $600 is allowed to expire.
Take the example of Austin, Texas theatrical technical director Zach Crawford. He's been able to make it through so far on unemployment. But when the extra $600 from the feds disappears?
I don't know. Yeah, that'll leave me at $400 a month with Texas's unemployment benefits, which is impossible to live on.
He says he won't have enough to cover basic expenses or keep up his studio and equipment till theaters open again. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.